It was, of course, a big fight yesterday. Mayweather, one of the greatest fighters of all time, and Logan Paul, one of the greatest YouTubers in his family. They were up against each other, and, well, it was a disappointment, I think,
massive
overall
disappointment
for boxing fans. I mean, there was booing that got, like, turned up to about 11 by a good halfway through, I'd say.
Well, look, I didn't watch the boxing match, I should say, but
well, that was given, as if you're paying $50 for something to watch something.
Exactly. But to be fair, yesterday, I didn't even know who this Logan Paul guy was until you brought him up. So that's how I was like, whoop, over my head.
So, weird, the fight was in Miami.
Yeah, right.
Massive storm hit.
Oh, so, did it at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. So the whole arena was like flooding as well at the same time. It was doomed.
Wow.
Well, it doesn't seem to be in a way.
All I know is that everyone on the comment threads to the fight was saying it was basically a hugging match.
Well, there was a lot of this sort of wrestling after about halfway. And, you know, Mayweather was trying to push him off to like make it a proper fight, but it was just the way the fight was going. At the start, they seemed like they were having fun, but as it progressed, you could tell they were getting a bit more serious, but really it was an exhibition. And they were, the whole time, was setting up for a rematch. Like, that's the way I see it, purely a business transaction, because the two of them are known for absolutely loving money. Like, if you've seen Mayweather in the past, he's so many photos of him. He gets all the cash from the, like, earnings of a fight out in $100 bills in big bundles and lays it on a bed and lays on it.
Of course he does.
That's his actual go-to. If you look him up, there's so many pictures of him laying in cash.
You know what? He's actually more humble than Logan Paul.
Which is, says
Which
a lot.
Is a crazy, right?
For somebody who lays in cash, well, to be the more humble one.
Bloody 8 rounds of nothing. Like, if you paid for that, you'd be really disappointed. And it was, Jade, what you said. It was a bit of a hugging match by the end.
Yeah.
He was like, a big difference as well. So, like, Logan Paul's 15 kilos heavier than Mayweather. So it was just, like, stupid,
You
really.
Know what?
Floyd, they'd never allow that normally.
Mayweather needs to be careful, because if he keeps doing these, like, sham boxing fights, his reputation's gonna just be
smart.
They
all do it, though, you know? Like, they all do it in their 40s to you know, boost the bank account again. They've spent for the last 10, 15 years of their career just on, you know, money on anything they want.
It's just embarrassing.
Mike Tyson's done it.
Mm. Well, Floyd's got $100 million they're predicting from this. And if they do a rematch, there's the same amount of money again. Yeah. It's probably the most lucrative fighting he'll ever do. What's crazy.
I honestly don't think they'll fight again.
You don't
it was
think
just,
so?
There's no, like, people know it's a joke now. Like, nobody's going to go to a second fight and get duped again.
Well,
I
think you overestimate, like, the willingness for the general public to part with their, like, hard-earned money.
All the fans of these two people.
That's what gets
alone.
Them.
Yeah.
You know, there's, like, Logan Paul, hundreds
Good
of
point.
Millions of, like, views on YouTube over time. You know, tens of millions of subscribers. And then you've got Mayweather, who they're just hoping one day will drop him. You know, that's what a lot of people are hoping for. And they see the size difference and they go, well, maybe that's like evening things out.
Some guy put 50 grand. On Logan Paul knocking out Mayweather.
Oh, no.
Well, 50 grand. He's like, he's going to change boxing.
That's what I mean. You just don't overestimate the power of these
so
two.
So if no one wins, it just means everyone lost their money.
Pretty much.
How embarrassing.